Welcome to Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight, the podcast where we'll delve deep into the secrets behind making your metabolism work for you, not against you. I'm Dr. Patty Pelko, a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, using my PhD in biology to cut through all the confusion. I'll help guide you on your journey to master your weight and reclaim your power. Now, on today's inaugural episode, I'd like to tackle a topic that may challenge everything you thought you knew. Calorie restriction is not the answer to long-term weight loss. And here's why. We're constantly being told that we need to cut calories in order to lose weight. And this gives quick results. But the problem is the results don't last. I mean, think about it. How many times have you restricted calories and were hungry and felt deprived and were miserable only to see the numbers on the scale come back up? And you're not alone. Current research shows that anywhere from 75 to 96% of people who lose weight regain it within 5 years. That's a staggering number. Clearly, there's a disconnect here, and I want to help you understand why. Now, I'm speaking from experience. I get it. I've been there. I was on the weight loss roller coaster for decades until I used my scientific background to figure it out. So together, we'll navigate the world of metabolism and weight loss. So let's dive deeper into why calorie restriction isn't the long-term solution that we've been led to believe that it is. For calorie restriction to work, your body needs to operate like a math equation where the number of calories in is less than the number of calories that you burn. Here's the problem. Your body isn't a math equation. It's a complicated machine that adapts to change. This means that when you cut calories, your body senses a threat that you might starve to death, so it activates your survival switch. Your body makes changes to your metabolism to conserve energy and keep everything the same. This makes sustained weight loss incredibly challenging. So instead of counting every calorie that crosses our lips, let's focus instead on long-term solutions that are backed by science. One of those is adding nutrient-rich foods that fuel the metabolism rather than starve it. These are foods that are satisfying rather than leaving us hungry and nutrient deficient. I've put together a free guide on foods that you can add to make your metabolism work the way that you want it to. To download that guide, all you need to do is go to www.metabolismreset.co. That's www.metabolismreset.co. The link is in the show notes. Just click it, go there, download your free guide, and get started. Now, I hope that today's episode helped spark a change in how you think about calorie restriction and weight loss. And I'm really excited to continue to unravel the science behind sustainable weight loss with you. So the next episode, we're going to dive even deeper into the world of metabolism, and you're going to learn some truths that could be game changers for your weight loss journey. So stay tuned. Subscribe so that you don't miss a thing. And if you found value in this episode, please forward it to someone else who may benefit. And leave a comment below letting me know what your biggest takeaway from this episode was and your personal journey. I love to hear from you because we're all in this together. Now, remember, you have the power to transform your health, and it starts with understanding your body. This is Patty Pelko signing off. Until next time. Bye.